When I sensed the oddity in the prayer, I imagined myself back in the room of indifference from my experience of the exercises. This was the moment of grace during the principle and foundation when I experienced indifference. I described this experience before. Ignatius tells us to store up these moments of consolation in order to strengthen us when we are in desolation. So I imagined myself once more sitting in the chair at the centre of the room with my palms face up, and I said, "I will wait." And he was there, no doubts or oddness. I recalled some conversations I had had that day. My mum is 90 now, and much to her frustration has developed a stutter. A young man in my church is autistic and finds social interactions difficult. I remembered the beginning of a retreat as a student when we were asked to briefly introduce ourselves. There was a student there from Zimbabwe who told a winding story about one day when he went out for a walk back home. I remember at one point wishing he would hurry up and get to the point, when it immediately dawned on me that was the point. It was not a summary list. This was someone who was present. By telling us a story, he was revealing who he was. He was introducing himself. As I recalled my conversations with the two people who struggled to talk that day, I recognised that there had been a similar movement within me, a movement from impatience to patience. And I saw the person in front of me. The fact that someone may struggle to express themselves does not invalidate what they have to say. It only requires for them to be seen and for the other to be patient and listen. When I prayed the second prayer with day one, I said to him, "It was you. I praise you. I am wonderfully made." And his reply, "You are wonderfully made. I made you." To really see the other, to see them as God sees them, is the contemplation to attain love. It is to love as God loves. There are moments when it cuts through our consciousness. This was the fruit of day one of my 40-day journey with Julian of Norwich. It was to look at those others and recognise in my heart, "You are wonderfully made."